If you are marketing your products and services on social media or using social media to drive results for your business, then you need to keep listening to this episode, because today I'm going to share some common social media marketing mistakes that you must avoid. Hey digital learners, Rahul here from learndigitalwithrahul.com. And welcome back to another episode of Digital Marketing Made Easy podcast. In today's episode, I'll be discussing about the 5 most common social media marketing mistakes that you must avoid. I have personally committed many of these mistakes, and these have affected my business adversely. So I just want to share these so that you may also avoid them. So without any further delay, let's start. In online marketing, we often make mistakes, but if social media marketing is one of your primary strategies to drive results for your business, then you can't afford to make these common mistakes. So the first social media marketing mistake I'm talking about is not having the right content strategy to be consistently visible. And I see this with many people. Many people commit this mistake. Usually they would share once in a while and then they would disappear for several weeks and then they will come back later. And I personally have made this mistake many times. I used to share once and then I used to disappear for 1 week or 2 weeks or even more. But you know what? If you are making this mistake and you are not consistently visible on social platforms, then this will affect not only your social media algorithms, but also it will put a bad experience for people who have followed you. So if someone has followed you, they have followed because they want something from you. They want to learn from you or they want to be entertained from you. And if you are not doing that, then you are just providing a bad user experience for those people. So you need to fix this mistake so that you may consistently be visible on your social platforms. Whether that's once every day, or whether that's twice every day, or whether that's once in 2 days, but you need to be consistently visible. Alright, the second social media marketing mistake I'm talking about is being too sleazy or over promotional and always promoting your stuff without providing any value. And I see this with many people. Usually they would keep promoting their stuff without adding any value. And this is very bad, because if you keep doing the promotion every time, then your followers will understand that they are not getting any value and you are just promoting your stuff. So they would either unfollow you or start considering you as a self-promotional person who always promotes his or her stuff. And this will hurt your or your brand's reputation, which is very bad in the long run. So what you need to do instead is, you should consider adding a mix of promotional content as well as valuable content. You can play this rule of 80-20 or 90-10, that is 90% of times or 80% of times you are posting just educational based or informational based or entertaining content to add value. However, the rest 10 or 20% times you are promoting your stuff, and that way you will be able to mix things up. And neither your followers will mind it, nor it will be bad for your reputation. Okay, the third social media marketing mistake I often see people making is posting low quality stuff that do not educate or entertain users or solves any problem. If you are just posting stuff that don't add any value, then no one will take you seriously. So the next time you are posting anything on social platforms, please remember that it's going to represent you and your brand. So it must be in superb quality such that when people will see it, they will say, wow, this is awesome. And that's the experience you want to provide to any user who interacts with your brand. Alright, moving on, the fourth social media marketing mistake I often see people making is not targeting the right kind of audience. Usually, people will share one thing that is targeted to one group of audience, and then the next time they will post something different which is targeted to a different group of audience. And when you are focusing on different things and different group of audiences, then you are just chasing different goals. And keep in mind, when you have too many goals, you are going to go nowhere. So your focus should be on one goal, that is one group of audience. And that audience needs to be very specific, because when you have set your target audience perfectly, then you will be able to put the right kind of messages that will align to the right kind of people, and those people will get attracted towards you. So it will be a win-win for your business as well as those people who will get valuable stuff from you and will get benefited, and ultimately you'll be able to serve them better and provide more value to them. So choose a specific target audience for your content marketing, otherwise you are not going to get much benefited from social media marketing. And last but not the least, the fifth social media marketing mistake I often see people making is just posting like a one-way traffic and not engaging with followers at all. Usually people would post on social media platforms and then go offline, and even worse, some people would schedule their all posts using tools like Buffer, and when the post will go live, they will not be there to respond to their comments and people who ask questions, and this will provide a very bad experience for the users. So you need to fix this mistake, and you need to be available there to respond to the people. If someone likes your post or asks questions in the comment section, then you need to be available there to respond to the comments and answer any questions they might have. This will provide a very good user experience, and they will be more likely to interact with your brand later as well. And what's even better is, when other people see that you are actively responding to comments and answering questions to the users, then they are also more likely to engage with your posts and interact with your brand. And this is ultimately going to help you and your brand in the long run. So this was it. I just shared 5 most common social media marketing mistakes and how you can fix them. Are you making any of these social media marketing mistakes? Do let me know. I hope you found it helpful. If you enjoyed listening to this episode or you found any value out of this, please be sure to leave a review with 5-star ratings on iTunes. It would mean a world for me. And by the way, when you do that, please take a screenshot and post it on Instagram tagging me @learndigitalwithrahul. I would love to reshare it and feature you on my profile. With that being said, I'm Rahul signing off, and I'll talk to you in the next one. Until then, stay motivated, stay creative, and feel proud to be #digitallearner.